All right, first of all, before we begin, just a few quick notes. First of all, sorry for my bad mic quality. Had to record this on my headphones mic. Yeah. Secondly, I know we've been gone for like 2 weeks. I've been super busy and haven't had a chance to edit, so these episodes got delayed a lot, but they're here now. This one will come today, and then the second part of this will come on Tuesday, and then there will be another episode probably on Thursday. It depends. And then the third note is this episode was recorded before the tragic passing of Chadwick Boseman, and I'll talk more about him later, but I'd just like to dedicate this episode to his memory. So thank you for your time, and enjoy the episode. Thanks, bye.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables.
Connor, you son of a procrastinator. You son of a
procrastinator. I'm so tired.
Connor spent like 50 minutes putting together an easy list. And you know what the list was? It's just ranking Marvel movies. It's not that hard. And it took you 50 minutes. Not even.
Dude, I have no will today. It's not even, I have no will to do
Connor,
anything.
That
I just want to sleep.
That is almost 2 minutes per movie. What? The heck you doing? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I might have to keep my voice down a little bit in this episode, so if it gets kind of soothing, then you will know that it's because I'm being very considerate of my family who are trying to sleep at the moment. So please, listen to my soothing voice and
ask yourself.
Did you just
say you're being very insecure of your family?
No, I said I'm being very considerate of my family. And now listen to my soothing voice. Hear the vibrations in my body. Hear the
you.
Okay, that was your dog.
Let me explain to you guys why I'm procrastinating.
Many reasons.
So
laziness,
tired.
Laziness.
I'm just so tired.
Loss. You do not have any willpower. Self-esteem down the drain.
Weather. I started school this week.
School.
And over the summer, I have programmed myself to go to bed at midnight and get up at 10:30 or 11, or after midnight actually, go to bed at like 1:32 and get up at 10:30, 11.
You've successfully,
obviously,
let me say this, you have unsuccessfully succeeded.
Obviously, now that I've started going back to school, I can't do that anymore. I have to go to bed around 10 and get up at around 6:30. But since I've programmed myself, I don't go to bed around 10. I go to bed around midnight still. I try to do better every night, but I just can't fall asleep.
Well,
so I'm running on. I got like 5 hours
Connor,
of sleep the past 2 nights.
Connor, a month ago you were going to bed at around 2 o'clock in the morning. So you pushed it back 2 hours. You can do it again. You want to go to bed at 10? We'll get.
Well, last
to 10.
Night I went to bed at 10. So.
Well, you know.
It should be fixed now because apparently whoever invented the sport of cross country decided it would be a good idea to have 7:30 a.m. practices on Saturday morning, the one day I could sleep in.
Nice. I used to have extremely early fencing practices on Saturdays.
So yeah,
and then
I got up at 7:30, ran 4 miles, and now I'm dying of tiredness, even though that was 12 hours ago. And I've also got a headache. So
well, I think sleep helps. I think sleep helps headaches. If you have a headache, just go
to
sleep.
Yeah, and I never sleep enough.
You don't sleep whatsoever.
I actually got 8 hours of sleep for the first time in like a month last night.
I try and get 8 hours of sleep every night because if I don't, then I'm tired for the rest of the day. No ship, Sherlock.
The good thing is I think my sleep schedule should be fixed now because I went to bed at 10 last night because I was super tired from getting up to go to school.
Emphasis on the should.
And I got up at 7:30. Or I got up at 6:30, so it should be pretty fixed.
Emphasis on the should, because Connor's sleep schedule is as inconsistent as Chicago weather. And I swear, I'm not joking when I say Chicago weather is inconsistent as heck, or Illinois weather in general, because like during the summers, they can be cold, or they can be hot. Falls can be cold, they can be hot. Winters, they can be, like, for the past few years, we've had green Christmases, but then before that, we had tons of blizzards, and then the spring.
No, a couple years ago, we had the coldest day, like, in history
and
for
then,
Chicago
and
in
then,
the past, like, 40 years.
Then, like, 2 years ago, it was like, almost warm, or it was.
This is how inconsistent the weather is
here. It was not even jacket weather.
A couple days ago, like, a week ago, we had actually, this happened right in the middle of recording an episode you haven't heard yet. We had a tornado warning, and we were all sheltering in our basements, and it was thundering, and the clouds were green, and the rain was pouring, and it was hailing. And then 25 minutes later, 25 minutes to an hour later, it's blue skies, lollipops, and rainbows.
Rainbows everywhere.
Lemon drops and... Why do I feel like I shouldn't know that song?
I don't know what that song is. I just was going with it.
It just came into my mind.
Yep. Anyway, like, our weather is so inconsistent. One time in a literature seminar I was in 2 years ago, my teacher asked us to describe our weather in one word, and I just said inconsistent, because that's all it is. Our weather is just so inconsistent, especially in the winter.
I'm falling asleep.
Even know what Chicago winter is supposed to be anymore. Chicago used to have the reputation of having huge blizzards and being very chilly. More than chilly. It's supposed to be freezing. Like, it's supposed to be like an ice age during the winter. And it was for years until, like, for the past 3 years, it's just been green, 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 green. Like, 2 inches of snow. Green, 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 green. And just, I don't know what's going on.
So last year, there's this thing that I've done for a couple years. It's just like a program, a weekly thing, hang out with friends and do crap. This guy decided to hold a Winter Wonderland Festival, right? And he was having it sometime mid-January in 2019.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
And the week going up to it, it was like green. And he's like, oh, crap, I'm not going to have any snow for my Winter Wonderland Festival. What am I going to do? Snows. And it was green the whole week going up to it. And then the day arrives, and it's like negative 20 degrees. No, it's like negative 10 degrees. It's blizzarding. And he's like, well, at least there's snow. And then... So there was this play, right? We were in this play that festival. And we all had to get into costumes. And we, all of us... totally misjudged when we were supposed to be on stage by. So we get into costumes ages too early, and we ended up sitting in negative 10 degrees in khakis and a small light button-up shirt for like half an hour.
I applaud thee, good sir. I applaud thee.
Like, I almost got frostbite. We ended up sneaking into a like machine shop, though. So
that's awesome.
It was warm anyway, and toasty, and my toes felt good.
A few minutes ago, but today we are going to be ranking Marvel movies, but because ranking every single one would take forever, because we're going to spend like 5 years on each and every movie discussion, we are going to be splitting it up into, today we're going to be talking about the lesser half,
bottom 13,
and then on Thursday, we are going to be talking about top 10. And boy,
ooh la la, your brother is texting
I sped through this in like 5 minutes a few days ago, and now here's Connor crying about how he doesn't know.
Ranking things gives me constant stress.
I don't know why.
Especially for doing stuff like this, because I feel like I'm going to say it, and then like 10 minutes later, I'm going to regret what I said.
And then 5 years later.
I'm going to change my mind.
And then, like 15 years later, your future boss is going to hold you accountable because you ranked Ant-Man below Iron Man 2. Like that, you know?
He's going to be like, Connor P. Dominguez, why on earth, that's not my name, by the way, why on earth didst thou ranketh Iron Man below...
Bloweth.
Thor the Dark World.
Well, I did not know that your
actually, I'd
future
fire
boss
my employers
is a Shakespearean actor,
well.
But, you know, it's 2020... It's 2052. Anything
so I'm looking
happen.
At my rankings. Wait, you think I'm not going to get a job for 32 years?
I did not say that. I said a future boss.
Don't put me in my mid-40s.
I did not. I did not say that. I said a future boss. I said a future boss of yours. That means you might have a job when you're.
Oh, so you think I'm going to get fired?
I think you're going to voluntarily go on a very, very, very infinite break, indefinite break. And you might get a shove and you might get a shove in the right direction from your boss. That's what I think. Not the same as firing. It's a polite shove in the right direction away from that job.
All right. So I'm looking at my paper, and there's about a billion scratch marks because I can never make up my mind. and it's notebook paper, and you know how they have three holes on the side?
Yeah.
For some reason, I decided to draw a little gremlin, and one of his eyes is the middle hole, and it's staring at me, and I can't escape its gaze.
That's called art.
That's beautiful. This,
gremlins look so much like Baby Yoda. You know, like the baby gremlins, the peaceful gremlins, the furry little ones, like Gizmo. Ah, that's terrifying. Please don't show me that again.
Yeah.
So that looks like Mad Eye Moody, but I've always thought.
Okay, quick question before we start. What do you think of Mad Eye Moody's eye in the movie?
In the movie, I think it's awesome, hilarious.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Good.
That cool. Brendan Gleeson was the perfect choice for Mad Eye Moody. And no one.
Yeah.
No actor.
Eye's too mechanical, but that's a different.
As much crap as the Harry Potter movies might get, every single actor is perfect in their role. Every single one.
That's a debate for a different time. We are ranking Marvel movies.
Indeed.
And this episode is going to get ages long, and I'm going to not have time to edit it because I've already got to edit Thursday's episode, I think. No, I don't know. I got to edit a bunch of episodes. I'm getting behind, and I got to finish them all up this weekend before I don't have any time ever. So let us begin.
Yes. What is your least favorite Marvel movie, Connor? Of the House of Connor's family.
Okay, I'm going to start by the fact that we both have disqualified Guardians of the Galaxy 2, because it'd probably be pretty high up there, but we've never seen it.
Yep.
Don't know why. I'm tired.
Yep. Anyway, yeah.
So, we're doing 22 instead of 23, because we haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
If I did see it, I'd say it would be around the middle, I think.
Probably,
judging
yeah.
from the reviews and the general consensus, I think that it would be around the middle.
I'm low-key having trouble reading my rankings.
That's why you type it out. I have a nice notes document up. It's perfectly fresh and clean. And those stupid red dots are under the word Ultron because they do not recognize that word in Age of Ultron. It's bugging me.
I hate that.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to ignore this. Let me just...
All right, so in 20 seconds, I think we're both going to say this one on the count of... I think we're both going to say this one on the count of
three.
Yeah, on the count of three, because I think it's the exact same. 3, 2, 1, Incredible
Hulk.
Hulk.
You have not seen
you didn't
it, but
say
I
it!
Yes, I did. I said it and say Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, but you were like half a second after I was.
Well, that's because Hangouts is stupid. It's a big stupid.
It was like 3, 2, 1, Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk! Not
yep.
3, 2, 1,
anyway, you have not
Hulk.
Seen Incredible Hulk, so your opinion is invalid, but my opinion is
no,
very, very...
No, it's not. My opinion is valid, because I know I'd hate it just because they changed the main actor, and I hate it when people
That's
do that.
That's not the reason. That's not the reason why I hate it so much. The entire thing is just... Okay, I'll say the good first. The first good thing is that they have that one, whatever his name is. Hologram guy from Endgame. Forgot what his name is. He's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or U.S. government. I don't remember which.
Ross?
What? Yes.
Isn't his name like Ross?
Yeah, Ross. He's in it. Only redeeming factor. He has a daughter in that one. And she's like one of the main
characters. Thunderbolt Ross. That's his name.
Everything else is terrible. Acting? Bad. CGI? I just burped for like the first time in 10 years.
What?
CGI, horrendous. Just every single choice is just bad, 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 bad. And that's all the time we're going to give Incredible Hulk because it's not worthy.
Wait. Let me explain why I think I would hate it. Why I hate it outside of it. I hate it because everything I hear about it says it's completely disconnected from the actual universe, essentially.
It is.
And thus, I just don't like it.
And except it has Stan Lee in it.
And Iron Man. Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Hashtag post credits.
Indeed.
That was beautiful.
So
I
that
think
is
I should win the opera
time
Oscar.
We're going to be giving Incredible Hulk because it's not worthy of our precious time. Number two and number
marvelous
two.
Movie. Number 21. 3, 2, 1.
Thor the
Dark
World.
You said it at a different time as me.
No, we said it at the exact same time. I swear.
Editor's note. Yeah, Jackie was right. I guess the Hangouts call was super laggy on my end. Ugh.
We're in the same.
Okay, then there's so much lag in this call.
Fine. Okay, here's what we'll do next time. I will say it first, and you will say it a bit after, so it will line up in the recording. You get me?
It literally lined up without any of that work, so there's no point. Ha. Foiled.
No.
Okay, well, then you're lost.
Wait. If there's so much lag that it sounds like you're saying it 2 seconds after me, or half a second after me, then why do the recordings line up? That's weird.
What? No, if I say it a bit before you, then it will line up.
I know, I'm just wondering, considering our audios aren't lining up in real life, why do they line up when I'm editing?
Because they're the same length. It's just the call that's messing us up. Because we're not recording the call, we're recording our voices. Anyway, this is unimportant.
Whatever, I'm too tired to think about this.
At number 21, we have Throw the Dark World. I do not hate
this. It's just bad.
I do not hate it. I do not love it. I do not like it. I think it is a meh movie. It's extremely meh. It's extremely, extremely meh.
First of all, I can't even remember the name of the villain. Isn't his name like Malachi or something?
So he's like a dark elf. I thought that was a cool idea until they don't use it at all. And then they have like another, that Aether stuff, red thing that somehow they took out of whatever her name is, Padme.
Padme Amidala!
An Endgame, I don't know. That's basically one of the only things to remember. And also that Chris Hemsworth has a fake six-pack on his suit.
Does he not have a 90% sure he had a real six-pack?
No, he has like metal six-pack.
Yeah, because for some reason, anytime they make superhero suits, their armor is molded to fit their abs.
Which is physically not possible at all times.
You should not be able to see the abs from the outside.
At all times. At all times.
Unless it's really tight. If it's really tight, then maybe.
No, but that's the thing. If it's really tight, then when you loosen up, it should have creases, but never has creases. It is always a skin suit and perfectly gets every single muscle detail. It's just how they do in the comic book. It has a cool style, but it's just not physically possible in our dimension.
The biggest reason I dislike this movie is because it's just I just can never remember what happened, thus it's unremarkable. And I don't like old Thor.
Old Thor? I don't like...
Old Thor is bland and boring and disappointing, and I don't like him.
The only good movie that Odin... The only good Odin in Marvel is in Thor Ragnarok, and it's not even Odin. It's Loki.
No, Odin's in that one as well.
For a boring and reshot scene, that's it.
How do you know it's reshot? I thought that scene
because
was
the trailer. Oh, this is actually really interesting. That original scene where Hela breaks Thor's hammer.
Oh yeah, it was originally in like an alley somewhere.
Yeah, it was like in an alley. They have a deleted scene of it. You can watch it. It's like the CGI is all there.
So yeah, that's why Thor: The Dark World is bad. Shortened down for time purposes.
Yep.
Now I think this is probably where our rankings are going to start differentiating.
So we have all the terrible, terrible, terrible movies out of the way. Those two terrible movies. And now we're going into the ones where they're not 100% despised. They're just not good movies.
All right, at 21. No, actually 20. Because you don't count Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I have Iron Man 2.
I have Iron Man 3.
Oh, really? Iron Man 3 is considerably better than Iron Man 2.
I do not like Iron Man 3 that much at all. I like the twist.
Now that I look at it, I'm regretting where I put Iron Man 3.
I
still don't think it's worse than Iron
Man
2.
I think Tony Stark's character is really interesting in it. I think the scene where the tower gets destroyed, and I like the parts where Tony's stranded in that small town, but just everything in the second half is just so bad. Like the hundreds of suits is just calm, and it's just terrible CGI battle, and it's just fake as heck. And then the fiery guy, I don't even remember anything about him. That's how boring his character is. And then there's like stuff with the president of the United States. I'm like, what the heck is going on? It's just so ludicrous in the third act. Or, like, the second half, I mean.
Okay, so I'm already losing control of my rankings now. Iron Man 2, though, it's just weak. There's nothing compelling about it.
But at least it had... But in, I will defend Iron Man 2 a bit and say at least it is consistently meh. I don't think there's anything... That is straight
I'd
down
rather
terrible.
Have a movie that is really good at some points and pretty bad at some points
it's
consistently meh.
It's consistently average. There's nothing.
Like, that's what Thor: The Dark World is. It's consistently bliss.
Except Thor: The Dark World does have a lot of stupid moments and like just straight bad moments. Like that whole
Aether. Iron Man 2. I'd rather have a movie with a really compelling character in Tony Stark and a kind of weak ending villain. I am disappointed that the Mandarin wasn't real. I can't decide if I really like that or dislike it.
I do like it.
I think I actually like it though.
I like that twist a lot. Actually, it's one of the, it just makes so much sense. It just makes.
Except
a lot.
I don't like what the actual villain is. It doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So Iron Man 2, I'm not acting like it's that much higher, but it's better than Iron Man 1. Or Iron Man 3 isn't that much higher, but it's better than Iron Man 2.
Excuse my coughing. Okay, so that's us. Number 19. What do you have for number 19, Mr. Sir?
I have Thor.
I have Captain Marvel.
I'll get into Captain Marvel later, but again, Thor was originally lower. It was actually in 20th originally, but I really like Loki in Thor, so I redeemed it one space.
So my problem with Captain Marvel is just that there is no style. It does not have its own style. It is just bland. All the action scenes are they're just gray, bland, and boring. The only interesting parts are the whatever their name is. What are they called? The Skrulls. I like those characters a lot. And I think the ending twist with Nick Fury does bring up a lot of questions. Wait, no, that's not. Is it Captain Marvel? That's not Captain Marvel, sorry. I'm getting my things mixed up. I do like the introduction of the Skrulls really is interesting because we're in need of more variety in species in the Marvel Universe. I think because if we have access to space now, then we should bloody see creatures from space more often, you know, on Earth.
Yeah.
Because that's what the main story is. I don't know. I just felt like
we could do this. Should I save my thoughts for Captain Marvel when I talk about it?
Yeah, you should. Captain Marvel's character is very boring. I do think the scene where she's captured and she's fighting on the spaceship, that's kind of cool. That has a cool scene where she's like trying to get the restraints off while fighting the Skrulls. That's cool. All right. Nick Fury. Okay, I will say, sorry.
So,
the best, but overall, the best part is Nick Fury. Nick Fury saves the heck out of this movie. Heck out of it. And that's my thoughts on Captain Marvel. Also, I hate how Nick Fury loses his eye.
So, the reason Thor is down so low is because, I don't know, I just, all the characters are boring. There's nothing interesting about a single character in the movie Thor except for Loki.
Loki's always the redeemer.
Thor is a boring character. And all of Thor's stupid friends are boring characters.
Loki also
redeems the villain is a weird robot that came out of nowhere. The frost giants are underused. Odin was okay, I guess, but Thor is just boring. He's boring.
Thor is my next pick. It's at number 18 for me, so I'll just talk about it as well. I loved the frost giant scene. I think that is a great scene. But the frost giants should have been the villains.
It shouldn't have been that dumb robot.
The first 25 minutes are splendid. They are a great introduction, and then they throw him down to Earth, and now we have to deal with Padme at the Amidala's terrible acting all over again.
Do you like Natalie Portman?
I know she's supposed to be a good actress. I just don't think she's given
an Oscar for something.
Yeah, I just don't think she's given good material ever.
Yeah, the first part with Asgard and the
frost giants and Loki,
the relationship between Loki and Thor and Odin.
But that just turns into a love story, and just like, but
then all those characters are super bland, especially Thor's friends. They all suck.
I'm just gonna quickly go ahead a bit. Thor Ragnarok, I just love how they kill all those characters off.
Shh.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
This is awesome. Sorry, I'll just my exhibit
well,
right there.
I guess since we're on 18 now, my 18 is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
I just didn't like it. I didn't not like it. It just, the villain was weird and confusing, and Luis saved it. Luis was great.
Luis saves everything. He should describe.
I kind of want to put it higher now that I think about Luis. I might.
Huh. Yep. Anyway, my number. Okay, actually, you want to finish your 18?
Or... I feel like I should put it harder now, but the villain thing confused me, and they could have used that ghost woman more.
Yep.
And that could have been a better villain than this weird mafia guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it just falls a little bit flat.
I have some strong opinions about Ant-Man the Wasp, but I'll get to that in a sec. At number 17,
here's the thing about these rankings. Let me say this now, is tomorrow this could be different. This is just how I felt today.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
I'm thinking that one could be higher, but I'm going to leave it there for the sake of this. I might switch it. It might be switchable with my next one. I'm not sure.
Yep, so my number 17 is Iron Man 2, and I think it is a consistently average movie. The villain, average. Everything, average. Everything, average. Story, average. Just, it's a very, very, very average movie. There's
nothing... The problem with the first two Iron Man movies is the villains, aside from Whiplash, who I thought was kind of cool... Do you count the villain as Whiplash or as the corporate guy?
Oh, Whiplash, definitely.
Yeah.
He's the main villain.
But the thing about the first, skipping ahead a little bit, that's why the first Iron Man movie bothers me so much, is that the villain is literally just reverse Iron Man.
Yeah. Oh, but, I hated that. I hate that.
Whiplash is decent in himself, but it's still just another guy trying to copy Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
That is true.
It's annoying.
I always hate it in superhero movies when the final act and the final fight is just the evil equivalent of the main character. You know, they do this in Black Panther.
It's the worst. I don't hate it in Black Panther, though.
I hate it a lot in Black Panther. That's one of my main complaints about Black Panther. Anyway, I'll get to that in a bit, though. So, actually, I'll talk about Iron Man 2 a bit more. It is just extremely consistently average movie. There was nothing plainly terrible about it, but there's nothing amazing. Except Happy.
Right.
I like Happy a lot.
Oh, Happy's the best. Happy's my best. 17 is Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
I've changed this since we started the episode. Originally, that one was actually in third, 15th. But I put it down because I thought about the villain more. Mm. I really like Tony Stark in this movie.
I do too. I think
he's
Tony Stark
super
is cool.
Good.
Tony Stark is never terrible.
He is very, very good in this movie.
Yeah.
And I think the character development he goes through is very good.
Just the rest of the movie.
And I think the way they handled the Mandarin was very good. And I think that the first act or two before it got into all the I think the scene even with all the Iron Man suits was kind of good.
You do?
I just think what brought it about wasn't great.
I think the entrance is cool when it's just like a mic drop, all these suits arrive, and then
I think the whole Pepper Potts thing is stupid.
But then we just see all the suits do a bunch of stupid CGI flips and stuff, and it just looks terrible.
Okay, you think about the CGI of stuff too
much. No, just like, no.
Every single movie, you're like, the CGI was too much or too bad.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, they look like cartoons flipping around and doing power moves. And that just...
Yeah, somebody likes the first two Harry Potter movies.
What about that?
Quidditch.
What? I don't care what you're saying.
Never mind.
I'm confused.
First of all, can you check your audio? I think I'm hearing myself.
Okay,
and
sure.
Also, I don't know. It's just, I think that's a cool concept. It's executed kind of poorly, and Pepper Potts isn't the greatest, but...
Yeah, but I do really just think the whole Iron Man suit thing, except the entrance, is just they arrive, and then, boom, power move, silly movements, then it's like,
but yeah, it's not like it's up that high for me. It's just Tony Stark is very good in this movie, and the Mandarin is good, and I like the new Rhodey Rhodes, and I can't even remember what caused the weird lava people.
I don't either.
Those are unremarkable and stupid shoehorn villains.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Number 16. At number 16, I have Avengers Age of Ultron. I don't hate this movie at all. I actually like a lot of it. My main problem is that Ultron is a weenie. in the trailers of Ultron, my first thought, I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be the coolest villain ever. He's like messing with all of them. He's saying like the Pinocchio line, and then in the movie, he's like cracking jokes. I'm like, what the heck is this? Heck is this? It's like,
so
it's just like,
I had Ultron in the same place. I think I put him up one, so I'm not gonna mention that. But he was at the beginning when we started this, he was in the same place.
Mm-hmm. I think the whole millions of robots thing who look the same is a terrible way to do it. And then
yeah, that's the problem with the first two Avengers movies. Actually, all the Avengers movies.
Tons of CGI creatures that look the exact same
fighting. Oh my gosh, the CGI, you have such a problem.
No, stop it. I'm just using the CGI as saying that there's no uniqueness. They just copy and paste the same model over and over again, you know?
That's the thing with movies, epic fight scenes. It has to be a hive mind or it's too difficult
to deal
with.
Lord of the Rings does it. Lord of the Rings does it.
Orcs are the same thing. It's
and
just
every single orc is different.
At the same time.
Every single orc is different. Why can't they just make unique models? Like in Age of Ultron, just every single robot looks the exact same. And grr. Okay, here's another thing. I wish, you know that scene where the scene in Avengers Tower where Ultron's like covered in string, like the wires, and he's like, there are no strings on. He's just like,
oh, that's the best
stumbling
scene
around.
Ever.
I wish
love
that
so
was.
Much.
I wish that Ultron stayed like that the entire movie. Like he spent all the mechanics on his army, and he was just this voice in a decayed robot's body. That would just be, that'd be awesome. But no, they had to give him shiny new clothes, and it looked terrible. And it just took all the menace out of him. It's just so much creepier to see this deformed robot covered in wire just stumbling around, not knowing where it's going, but its mind is working so well that it can like it can turn others insane. That's just awesome. But nope.
All right, so 16, we can talk about Age of Ultron when I come to it. 16, I have Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was the type of movie where before I saw it, I didn't see it for a while after it came out, a couple months actually. Everyone was like, oh, it's terrible, you're going to hate it. And I went in and I sat down and I was like, I didn't hate it. It was okay. It was pretty good. So I think that helps is the fact that I had severely lowered my expectations. So it will have left a better imprint on me because it was much better than everyone thought it was going to be or everyone said it was. Specifically you. You told me it was terrible.
I still do think it's a pretty bad movie.
I think Nick Fury is amazing. I think the Skrulls are very, very good. I think the war between the Skrulls and Captain Marvel's race is very good. I think Jude Law's character is pretty good.
You do?
Not perfect. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie in a year.
I thought he was one of the most... it's just like... Rant, like, mentor was the villain all along cliche, you know?
I don't have... I think that was executed decently, though.
You do? But it's just the most
I
obvious
I think he
thing
was
ever.
A vessel to control the flip-flop of the Skrulls,
but the,
which I
but
think
the old
very
mentor
good.
Always turns out to be the villain.
The old mentor never turns
no,
out
like,
to be
no,
the
No, not the old mentor. Just, like, the friend, if they're perfect and nice in the beginning and they're, like, very encouraging, they're going to turn out to be the evil person in the end. I just thought it was executed.
Well, I didn't expect it, so.
Sloppily. Okay. That's fine.
I'm not saying any of this is perfect, but I'm saying I think it's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Just because it's a cliche doesn't make it bad. Eventually, once people start telling stories long enough, every story will have similarities. And you can't help it. And I liked the 80s vibe. It made me happy. Even though I definitely was not alive in the 80s, it was just cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy that Phil Coulson came back. Love him. The cat thing made me laugh. The one thing that confused me was the Tesseract. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know what the heck they were doing with the Tesseract.
How that happened.
For once, can a Marvel movie please leave out anything having to do with the Tesseract or Infinity Stones? Please. We're done with that.
So that was confusing. I can't remember exactly. I think that confused me. I also don't like the character of Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
She's very bland, and I'm tainted by her in Endgame because I hated her in Endgame. She...
And that's
just bland. Here's one thing that's really annoying. I'd have to say I don't think that's Brie Larson's thing.
People keep telling Captain Marvel to control her emotions, but never once does she let her emotions let loose. She's always very chill, and people keep saying, control your emotions, and like, what the heck?
She's just boring.
She's already too perfect. She's already too perfect. Like, Captain Marvel is so overpowered in every way, and she has no flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, 15. I have Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Actually, I want to talk about quickly how Nick Fury lost his eye.
Okay.
The cat just scratched him, right?
Yeah.
Do you find that to be dumb as heck?
I do.
I think it was hilarious originally.
In the moment.
And then slowly I'm like, wait a sec. It's such a important thing, but you turned it into
a gap.
Petty joke that was played for laughs. Like,
that's a big problem I have with a lot of aspects of Marvel. They have something serious, but then they'll let the seriousness go for a laugh. You know, just for a cheap joke.
I
feel like the writers were like, hey, let's do this. No one will expect it. And it's funny in the moment. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they just did that. And then like, really though? Did they really just... Is that seriously? Nick Fury's most badass part of Nick Fury will always be his eye patch. And then we just realize that that's from a cat. You know?
It still makes me laugh at the line, the last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye, though.
But that's exactly what it is, that you can't just turn every baddest moment into a joke, and Marvel does it.
I know, I don't like it. I don't like it. Trust me, I don't like it. Yeah. I still laugh at it.
Yeah.
But also, Ben Mendelsohn is great. I love Ben Mendelsohn.
Okay, yeah, Ben Mendelsohn's always the villain. He's always a good villain. He never disappoints as a villain, except in Ready Player One.
I don't see why you hate Captain Marvel so much. I feel like a lot of it is actually pretty
No, I don't hate Captain Marvel. I just don't think it's good.
I think it's decent.
I hate a lot of moments of it. I hate Captain Marvel herself. I think she's a terrible character. I just think the plot is done a lot. You know, fish out of water. Everyone's chasing them. And then they escape in the end.
I think they fixed that, though, by flip-flopping the whole Skrull Kree thing.
Yeah, I guess.
The one thing I've never understood is Ronan the Destroyer's involvement at the end. Like, he's supposed to be a Kree, but he looks nothing like them. And like,
Yeah. Wait, is he a Kree?
He's supposed to be... Yeah, he's a Kree.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, I thought you meant Skrull. Never mind, I'm stupid. I'm dumb.
Him just showing up at the end confuses the crap out of me.
Yeah, well, you know, fan service.
Is it a different type of Kree?
No idea.
It's bad fan service, though.
Yeah. Anyway...
So, yeah, I just think it's not bad, and I liked it. I liked it when I saw it, and I was like, I don't know why people hate this so much.
Like I say, I sometimes...
Also, the part where she's actually from Earth is also decent.
You think?
And the AI mind thing is kind of fun.
I don't know. I think the whole portion where she's like with her old Earth friend, I just think that's boring. That's about the moment when I started to just doze off of it and not really care about what the movie was doing. And then once, like, the Skrulls...
I don't know. You think the parts that I think make the movie more interesting are boring, and it's entertaining to me.
Yeah. But I think we can both agree, like, the best parts are the parts that there are not enough of. There are not enough of the Skrulls, mm-hmm. and there's not enough Nick Fury. Actually, there is a lot of Nick Fury. Nick Fury saves the movie 100%.
Yeah, so end of story. It's not the best Marvel movie. It's not bad.
I don't even think...
Again, none of these movies are bad.
Except Incredible Hulk.
And debatably Dark World.
Yeah.
The rest of them are, like... I kind of feel bad about where I put Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I think Ant-Man and the Wasp is not a bad movie. I have it next on the list. Wait, do I? Let's see. Let me do one sec.
I feel like it's seriously overshadowed by Ant-Man. Like, I think it could be better than some of the ones I put it above below.
I have Ant-Man and the Wasp next on my list, so I'll just... say a quick thing about that. I think that Ant-Man and the Wasp...
15, right?
Yeah. I think Ant-Man and the Wasp is is a good movie. I think it's a good movie. It has nothing to do with the overarching plot, and I appreciate that. I appreciate... It was just a breath of fresh air. I think the whole thing where they suddenly just throw us, hey, we can get your mom back. I'm like, can people please stay dead? You know?
That's the worst part about Marvel.
Can people please people stay dead?
Can't just be dead, and it drives me insane.
Like,
I hate it. Like, because now there's no stakes. Now I'm like, Tony's probably going to be back. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think Black Widow is going to be alive. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the big reveal.
If she's alive, I literally can't watch Marvel movies anymore.
I can't take them any.
There's literally a line, we can't bring her back.
Yep.
I will be so unbelievably angry. And if Tony comes back as well.
Anyway,
spoilers.
Like,
by the way,
like even the death that seemed to be the one that couldn't be reversed, Gamora's death. They can't reverse the snap on her.
That's the worst as well. Why did she come back?
But then they introduced time travel, which is my I'm gonna talk about that in a sec a lot when I get to Endgame. But with Ant-Man and the Wasp, I actually do think the villain is kind of cool. Cool idea. Don't really think it's executed really well. And another thing, surprise villain. You know. They love their surprise villains that make no sense. Marvel does, you know?
Yeah, I feel bad for ranking it as low as I did, but I just prefer some of these other movies, and they're more fun to watch. Yeah. It's a good movie, but the fact that it's also attached to the first Ant-Man just isn't as good to me.
Yeah, I think it's so, definitely one of the funnier ones. I think it has a lot of good jokes.
Oh, Luis is the best.
Yeah, I also like that one.
The Russian guy.
The CIA guy. Is he a cop or is he CIA? FBI, I don't know. He's in a suit man, that Asian suit man guy. He's awesome.
All right, so 15, I have Age of Ultron.
Like how Scott Lang, they're like acting serious, and then suddenly like Scott Lang does like a card trick for his daughter, and then the guy's like, hey, how do you do that? That man's great.
I don't mind them playing things for laugh in those movies because that's obviously what it's supposed to be about. So,
like, there are certain movies that are the joke, that are just like the funny movies, you know.
But you can't take a moment like Nick Fury's eye and turn it into a cheesy joke that will last, be funny for like 10 minutes.
No. Like, I was expecting when I saw Infinity War and everyone got dusted, I was expecting someone to crack like a joke, kind of like just I want to just crack some stupid joke, you know. Kind of like I don't know, like, Groot drifts away and someone just goes, well, that's nature, you know?
That's not funny at all.
It's not funny at all, but so are most of Marvel jokes. I don't know.
At 15, I have Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
I think you're right about Ultron. I've never thought about it that way. But I also appreciate Ultron as well, the way he is. I think in some ways...
The character? Or do you like the character?
I feel like I can agree with you on the physical manifestation, but the character is amazing.
But I don't like the character because they just make him so... He has jokes so much. He's just so silly.
I think that's what part of what makes him good is that he's...
I don't want a human robot.
He acts
robot.
Light, but his whole...
We've gotten so many human robots before in movies. I don't want a human robot who acts like a human. I want a robot... who talks like a robot, but a very smart robot. Like, I don't want this guy to have, like, strong emotions, you know? And I love, that's what the messed up manifestation of Ultron has. Like, the one with all the wires, he's, like, very monotone, but very dark, you know? He's like, I'm covered with strings and stuff, you know? That's
good. I feel like I still... I think you're definitely right now that I think about it. I think that would be great and amazing. But also...
You're fine with it?
I feel like I'm not fine with it, but I'm okay with it.
That's what fine with it means.
I think the way it's... Shut up.
That's what fine with
it
means.
I'm tired. I'm tired, okay?
You're like, I'm not fine with it. I'm just okay with it.
I've been up for 14 hours and it's only 9 p.m. Okay? I think the whole fact that he's such a lighthearted thing, yet his goals are so insanely dark and menacing, is very compelling. But I also feel like you're probably right.
Could have been a bit more serious. Also, Quicksilver.
I think change the physical manifestation. I liked Quicksilver until he died.
I don't know. I feel like he was a wasted character. And if you want to introduce new superheroes, keep those new superheroes. At least keep them for a movie. This guy was barely anything, and you were never going to get a fast superhero again. And fast superheroes are really cool for scenes, you know?
But as I'm saying, I think I like the personality. I think it could be dulled down a little bit on the humor.
Yeah.
But I think I'm okay with that. I think you're totally right about the physical manifestation. I don't think he should have gotten that sleek, yep, new, shiny body.
Like, I want a monologuing robot. Take all of Thanos' monologues, put it in robot form, destroyed robot form, in that destroyed Ultron form, and that would just be amazing, you know?
I also like the fact, though, that it doesn't have to be that shiny new body. Like, he goes into the other bodies once his body is destroyed. And that scene with Vision at the end is very, very good.
Yeah, I just don't like the new shiny chrome robot.
I think you get rid of that and you tone down his personality and make it a little more monotone. Like telling jokes and stuff, but monotonely, like robotly.
Yeah, yeah, like dark jokes.
And then,
like,
I think it's very good.
Like if it's like the kind of humor that is just so sickly that you're like, that's not funny. He's like, it is to me, you know?
And then I don't have a large problem with it. And there's not any, I don't really have any other big problems with the movie.
Yeah.
What do you think of Vision? Do you like Vision?
I do like Vision a lot. Actually, I like him a lot.
I think the fact that they made him so powerful and then right after that in every other movie after it, so very weak,
yeah,
was lame.
Marvel does have
him. He got super weak.
Marvel is like, very inconsistent with their powers.
The way he was portrayed in Age of Ultron, I feel like he could have taken Thanos on.
Yep.
Not a lot for a long time, but I feel like it should have been easier.
Kind of like Thanos in Infinity. We'll talk about Thanos in the next one, in the next episode, but I was going to say, like, Thanos, when he gets the Power Stone, he can't fight off a few superheroes. It's the freaking Power Stone. There's this one scene in one of the movies where they show one, like, a creature that got the Power Stone, he's able to, like, wipe out entire planets, and this guy can't wipe out three guys, you know?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but we can talk about that later.
And, like, Thanos is able to grab a freaking planet, but he's not able to stop Iron Man from, like, pulling off the gauntlet for a bit, you know? Marvel has a problem with powers, power inconsistencies.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Endgame and Infinity War will fall into the next episode, so we can save that and go on to 14, where I have Captain America, the First Avenger.
Wait, should I say which one I have?
Yeah.
I have Endgame. So while we save Endgame for next episode, I can.
I feel like we should have our discussions about Endgame at the same time.
Yeah, I'll save Endgame for the next episode. We can talk about it then.
I'm looking at my list, and I'm probably definitely going to reconfigure my top 10. I'm fine with what's in them, but I'm definitely going to give them changes.
Yep, so I'll just say Endgame is my, was it, number 14?
Yeah.
Number 14. I'll give my thoughts about that in the next episode, and I have a lot of thoughts on it. Anyway, what right. First Avenger for you?
So, 14, I have First Avenger. I really, really, really love the first bit of First Avenger and the last bit of First Avenger.
I do.
But that weird World War II or World War I montage just throws me off.
I just love the...
I don't like it.
I love all the heist, like the war heist scenes, you know, like when they save the prisoners and stuff. I just love it. I love it so much. And
yeah,
like,
but that whole montage-y way they go through it just bothers me, so that's why it's sort of mid-tier.
Yeah.
I really like it, but it just bothers me.
It's a very good movie. I just love the whole vibe. I just like the whole army vibe of it.
Stop making me regret putting things down low!
No, that's not low. It's like right in the middle. It's good.
Yeah, my top 10 is very good, so that's 14. It's a very good movie. Essentially, now that we're at this point, they're all very good movies.
Yeah. Not very good movies,
I'd say,
but good movies. Decent movies. They're movies.
I'd say they're all good. They're all better than decent at this point.
I think,
like all of these movies a lot.
I think Endgame is decent. I will say, so I'll say this quickly before, we were going to talk about this a lot in the next episode, but Endgame, good moments, great moments, decent moments, terrible moments. There's my review. We'll talk about
there's
a lot more.
There's only one. There's one moment in Endgame that I think is pretty bad.
Yeah.
There's one. But that's for tomorrow. Or I don't know. I don't know when we'll do it. But yeah, I love the first. The first half is so good.
Yeah.
But again, we're getting to the point where it's just very difficult to get into my top 10.
Yeah. So we will just hopefully. We're not talking about movies that we really want to talk about in our top 10. So this is why we're doing like short mini reviews, just so you guys can see what our base thoughts of every single one are. So
I'd say the top 10 one is going to be way longer.
So every single time we end up talking about Marvel, we do not have to state our opinions over and over again, you know? Because I feel like I've done that with Endgame. I've basically done mini reviews of Endgame at least 5 times. So want to go on to 13?
I want to talk about Red Skull real quick.
Oh, I love Red Skull.
I do as well.
I love his arc in the Marvel Universe. I think it's really, really good idea. And that was like in Infinity War. That was one of the things that just blew me away. I was like, "What? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!"
It was very good.
Yep.
I like him a lot, and also I love the actor who plays him, Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, he's not in Infinity War or Endgame.
I know. I was disappointed.
Yep.
Agent Smith.
Yep, that's indeed.
But yeah, 13. I have. Bum ba da bang, ba da bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da bum. That's not this franchise. I have Iron Man.
Iron Man. Interesting.
What do you have?
I have Ant-Man. I really, really, really like Ant-Man a lot, actually. This is the moment from now
on. My Ant-Man is in 12.
After Endgame. All the moments after Endgame on my list, I like a lot. A lot.
Gosh, I don't understand how Endgame didn't make it in here. I like a lot.
Because there's so many things. There's so many things.
I'm going to have to start with this right now quickly. I don't think I like Endgame just because it's the big thing that everyone was talking about, which is why a lot of people are probably being like, oh yeah, Ant-Man's the best, or Endgame's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually have like reasons to like it.
I have reasons
okay,
to
good.
Like it.
I appreciate that. I've seen so many people who say you have to like it because it's the big thing at the end of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm like, that's not a reason why I have to like it. You know?
That is part of it, but it's not the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, it is the end. That's a fact. It is the end of the big thing, but I don't think it's a good
but
end of the big thing.
I do think that's a big part of my argument, but it's not just because it's the end. It's also how it's the end.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that later. 13, Iron Man. I mean, it started it off. Great movie. First two-thirds are really good. Hate the weird opposite Iron Man. Horrible villain.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, that's the best you can do. Great movie. Bad villain. That's really it. I loved Iron Man's origin story. I love the whole thing. And that's it.
I just love Ant-Man so much because it was the first Marvel movie that just was just... It was just so bright and easy to watch. It was just so entertaining. It was just pure entertainment that you could enjoy. You know, just great comedy, great characters.
Oh, you'll hear about movies that are easy to watch in my top 10.
Yeah, I just like Ant-Man a lot. That's all it is. I love the character of Ant-Man. I think he has a cool suit. I think that a lot of the action scenes are really good. And Luis is a freaking legend.
So I have Ant-Man at 12, and I also really, really enjoy that movie. I think it's very funny. Luis is the best. The character of Ant-Man's good. The villain is good. Again, though, it's just the dumb anti-Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Like, get over that, Marvel, please.
Yeah.
It's not that bad in this situation
because
it's more of a competition for...
I think the Yellow Hornet's actually done pretty well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's portrayed well in this situation, but Marvel still needs to get over that.
Yep.
It's very funny. I love Luis so much.
Luis is awesome.
I don't know. It's just fun to watch. It's a good movie.
There's nothing I don't like about it. It's just a very, very, very entertaining movie that I will love forever. And there's just no big complaints. But
my mom hates Ant-Man, and it's annoying.
She does? Why?
I don't know.
No.
My phone won't stop falling over.
Well, then stop abusing your phone.
All right, what's your 12?
12, let me see. I have to consult the list. At number 12.
It's interesting how our descriptions, I feel like with this, our descriptions are going from long, and then as it gets towards the middle, it gets pretty short, and then it's going to start getting long again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, at number 12, I have Black Panther.
Okay, so this episode was recorded before Chadwick Boseman sadly passed away, and I would feel wrong if I listened to this part while editing and didn't say anything. So here we go. So I'm not gonna say like he was like my favorite actor of all time or anything, but like, I mean, the dude was a great actor, and to be honest with you, I'm sure he was a even better man, and just like ultimate respect to him for continuing to make all these great movies for us to love and enjoy over the past like 4 years. Like, it's unbelievable to me that he's had cancer like the whole time Black Panther was happening. Like, it's crazy. And it's an amazing thing he's done to just push through it and keep making movies for everyone to enjoy. It's kind of surreal, to be honest. Like, he's the last person I would have expected to suddenly pass away. Like, he seemed very healthy and very young, and it's just, I don't know. It really, really does suck. So, yeah, I'm not gonna make this too long or anything, 'cause I mean, you guys obviously all are wanting to listen to the episode. But yeah, I'm gonna dedicate this episode to Chadwick Boseman here and now. So, rest in peace. Thank you for all the great movies you've given us over the past 4 years. Yeah, my prayers are with his family. I'm sure Jackie's are too. Back to the episode. Thanks for your time.
Now, this movie, I have a very.
Oh, that is an unpopular opinion.
It is, isn't it?
That is a very unpopular opinion, and I am disappointed in you.
So let me just say this. I love so much of this movie. So much of this movie. So much of this movie. So much of this movie I love. It's just that everything at a certain point just goes straight downhill. Like right as they go, like I don't know, just right as Wakanda, like in the end when Wakanda comes back into play, I just think it goes straight downhill. They have like that weird battle scene. They have the weird. They had Killmonger get another Black Panther suit. That terrible ending fight scene. Whatever the heck. What's his name? Martin Freeman was doing
Martin Freeman.
what? Martin,
Martin Freeman?
yeah, the I don't know what his name is.
Isn't Martin Freeman the Oh no, that's Morgan
That's
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. You mean the president and
Is his name
Jesus?
Martin Freeman?
Martin Freeman.
Hey Google, who played Bilbo? Yeah, I guess you're right,
Yep.
Martin Freeman. Sorry, I was like, Morgan Freeman is not in this movie. All
Yep.
right.
I just don't I just think that so much in the end is just flubbity-rubbity that I just can't enjoy everything about it. I do think that Killmonger is a very compelling villain, but just the ending ruins every
The
single
only reason, are
kicker.
you saying the only reason you don't like Killmonger as much is because he wears a Black Panther suit for one scene?
Exactly. Why can't for
You
once we
can't get
have
over that.
Why can't for once we have a villain that is very, very dangerous, but does not have to get into the same suit as a superhero? You know?
I'm not gonna complain about your ranking, but I think you're making a mistake.
I don't, like I said, okay. To be honest, some days I'll rank this a lot higher. Just for right now, I just feel really pissed off at the ending. And yeah.
I actually really like the ending, but okay.
Also, like I on onto a lot of good things though. I think that the first like a lot of it, like two-thirds of this movie, is masterful. I love so much of it. I think the acting is very good. Action scenes pretty good. The music is, I just love the
What do you
music.
think of the fact that they disposed of Claw? You okay
Claw.
with that?
I actually think that was a smart idea. It was a pretty cool twist. But that's the exact thing. Like, Killmonger is this guy who's great at fighting, and he's dangerous, but then they have to give him a Black Panther suit, and now we can't see anything. Now we can't see him as anything but a guy in a Black Panther suit. If,
I
like,
don't see him as the Black Panther suit at all. When I think of Killmonger, I think of the scene when they fought where T'Challa died.
well, no, I'm talking about, like, in the third act, I can't think of him as Killmonger at all, you know?
I think the only reason they did that was because he was taking on his. You know what? I'll talk
I
about
think it
it
would have been really
later.
interesting if the final fight, Black Panther T'Challa did not have the Black Panther suit. You know?
That would have been
It
interesting
would
if
have been it
T'Challa
would have
didn't have
kept
it
up the
and he
entire thing
did.
that you don't need the suits. Like, there's just overarching theme in Marvel that you don't need the suit. You just need what you have, you
Do you
know?
think he should have had his powers at all? Did he have them?
Yeah, he had them.
Ooh, maybe they shouldn't have done that.
They
That would have been
like they
interesting.
gave him like the they just like they were able to steal one of those flowers, and it was just like all that bit I'm just not that happy about. Like up to the fight scene between Killmonger and T'Challa, when T'Challa quote unquote dies, I think everything up to that is great, but then everything after that, not so great.
All right, well, I'll get my thoughts tomorrow.
Yep.
Or I don't know when we're gonna record it, but I guess for you it'll be 2 days.
Yep.
So I guess we'll move on to the last ranking of the day, number 11.
Ooh. At that.
Three.
Oh, I'll go.
You say it first, but don't say your ranking. Should we guess what each other's 11s are?
Sure. Go for
I'm
it.
gonna say yours is Iron Man the first.
Iron Man the first. I'm guessing that yours is Far From Home. Am I right?
No.
Dang it. What is yours?
I'm regretting this now, though.
What is it?
Mine is Avengers, the first
Avengers
Avengers.
first. Okay, I can dig that.
Is yours Iron Man?
No, mine is Captain America First Avenger.
Ah, okay. We already discussed that. I
Yep.
don't know if you have any extra thoughts about it.
Not really.
I dropped my pen cap. I will be right back. I have to dive onto the floor and find it.
Okay, I'm going to keep you
I'm sorry,
guys.
though, but you're gonna
Oh.
have to talk really loudly and you're gonna barely be able to hear me. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good. Hi.
I am a person. I'm a human being.
Are you?
I'm back now.
Nice. Good for you.
I might say more on this ranking tomorrow. It might be interchangeable with number 10. But it's a very good movie. I just hate the hive mind. I can't take the hive mind.
I'm starting to regret my placement of Iron Man at the moment, because the complaint I have for Iron Man is the same complaint I have for Black Panther. So, you know what I am going to do? I am going to do a quick switcheroo. Captain America: First Avenger is going to go where I have Iron Man. Okay? Sound good?
That's fine.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
We've talked about Iron Man. I think that so much of Iron Man is amazing. Like, when it gets captured in whatever, I don't know where it is. I'm terrible at locations. Like, everything up
Isn't
to
it like Qatar or something? I don't
something like
know.
that. Everything up to when this rich business guy gets the new Iron Man suit is good, but then everything after that is just total blah. Just why do they always have to do the same thing? I give it so much credit because it started off this entire thing. The entire of the Marvel Cinematic Universe
Actually,
is.
Incredible Hulk started it off, technically.
Did it?
Yeah, it came first.
It did come first?
Yeah,
Are you
but
serious?
if that was the only one that came out, there's no way it would have succeeded.
Okay.
So you can still credit this one for starting it off.
Yeah. Set.
Plus, it also introduces Iron Man, who is definitely the protagonist of the entire thing, if you had to pick one person. But yeah, it's a good movie. I just don't like the hive mind
Say
in the
they
Avengers.
were both made in 2008.
Hulk came out first.
So Iron Man was in May, and Incredible Hulk was in. When was Incredible Hulk made?
Hey Google, when did the Incredible Hulk come out?
In the United States of America, the Incredible Hulk came out on June. Huh, so. Oh. So Iron Man was first.
I guess it wasn't.
Yep, so Iron Man was the first.
That's strange. I always heard Incredible Hulk was first. Okay, that's fine. That's good. I can rest easily now.
Indeed.
So first of all, I'm going to say I think we have a very similar top 10.
I think we do too. I think we know exactly what we like.
I think we've got a couple movies that are interchanged. I don't think our top one are going to be the same though.
I do too. I think I just... This, like, talking about these ones because I don't enjoy them as much wasn't as fun. I just feel like I'm going to have so much fun talking about these next 10.
I feel like you probably know which one's in my first, but don't say it.
Okay.
I honestly have no idea which one's in your first. I have a educated guess.
My top ones are very funny. I'll say that.
So yeah, The First Avengers is a very good movie. I just don't like the hive mind, so yep. It's not going to make it in the top 10 because the top 10 is all movies I really love.
Yep. Yep, it's a good movie.
So yeah, that's it.
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
Iron Man, I've said what I like. I love everything.
I love Luke. I love Loki, but his character confuses me sometimes. Why does he flip-flop so much? There's not a lot of...
At a certain point...
There's not a huge amount of motivation for the random flip-flopping.
At a certain point, it does not become, oh, he's bad now. Oh, he's good now. It just becomes... So you needed something interesting to happen in the story, so you made him flip-flop all over again. Being flip-flop, flippity-floppity all around is not character development, it's just his character, so please slow down his character a bit. He's not always at the flip-flop, okay? People change.
I love the character of Loki, it's just the constant flip-flopping occasionally confuses me as to why, but he's very good in this movie.
Like in,
also, Nick Fury, very good, the Avengers, all very good, and later, I love all the Avengers.
In later movies, they do figure out Loki a bit more, which is good, so... That's that.
The moment they changed Thor, all of it got better.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to talk about that because that is for tomorrow.
So,
but
that...
yeah, I mean, it's a very good movie. I love the introduction of, or the hinting at Thanos right away. I love that they set him up for that long.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
I will give...
And now I think that's it for today, I guess.
I will give credit where credit is due to Marvel. While I do have a lot of things that I hate about it, I think that they did such a good job setting up this entire universe from the beginning to the very end. It's just...
Oh, they're easily the most the consistently good universe. Like, all of these are... What are you going to deny me with?
Do you mean the movies are consistently good?
They're consistently good and connected. I like all of these movies.
Connected, yes. I think
except for maybe the bottom.
I think a lot of the movies are just shot out because they need another one, you know? Well, I do like a lot of them. I do think that I will never be able to see them as... I will never be able to see any of them except my top three as masterpieces. You know?
I'd say there's two masterpieces in the...
Actually, two for me, too.
Marvel.
Like,
two or three.
One thing that's really funny to think about is DC. The DCEU is doing pretty terribly. But the last few have been really good. No, so
I think they're turning themselves around
if they go
the right
direction.
The best
superhero movie of all time is from DC. Dark Knight, without doubt. Do you agree with that?
I think I think it's definitely up there.
Yep. And
I don't know if it's my favorite necessarily, but it's very, very, very good.
That is without a doubt my favorite. My second favorite DC movie would be... possibly Joker.
You know what's criminally underrated is Shazam. It's a very
good movie. Gosh, I love Shazam so much. Sorry, Joker, get out for a sec. Shazam, then Joker.
Here's what I have to say to DC. They need to go darker.
They do.
They need to follow Joker and the Dark Knight and...
I am very happy about the new Batman trailer that came out after this was recorded, but that is aside from the point. But also, props to you, Disney. Disney, DC, props to you, DC, keep it dark, and you'll go places. My advice from a random teenager you'll never meet. Bye.
Like, Marvel is
not Shazam,
colorful
really.
Colorful superhero movies, no blood, just pow, 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 laser beam, laser beam, laser beam.
The Joker needs to, or the DCEU needs to keep cranking out them rated R's.
And that's why I don't really think it's about rated R. That's why I'm so excited for the Batman.
Again, there's a trailer. I'm so excited. Go watch it. Yay!
And because it
I'm
looks,
just using rated R to refer
it just
to
looks,
dark
it just looks a lot more. It just looks a lot more plausible, you know? You know,
I think they can fix DC if they go that direction. Villains and darkness.
I don't like all the
no happy, slap happy, crazy movies like Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, I hated Justice League. Very bad.
Yeah. Because it was trying to be Marvel.
Wonder Woman was pretty good. I liked Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is a very good movie. Like, the DC movies that are good are very, very good. But the DC movies that are bad are very, very bad.
Yeah, that's the difference between Marvel. The Marvel movies that are bad are just meh, not great.
All of them are...
The Marvel movies that are good...
There's no...
Huh?
Like, there are two Marvel movies in all which are flat out amazing, and then everything else are... Yeah. There are a lot of them I love, but not the kind of love that I would compare with Interstellar or Inception or anything like that, you know?
I'd say my top two Marvel movies are easily masterpieces.
Yep.
And then... After that, the third one is a very good movie, but I don't think it would be considered a cinematic masterpiece or anything.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't think any of the...
I feel like after you get... I feel like there's one Marvel movie that is a cinematic masterpiece.
I don't think
like,
any of the Marvel movies...
cinematic masterpiece.
I don't think any of the Marvel movies are on level with those movies that are... those movies that are objectively masterpieces. All the Marvel movies are... Like, all the good Marvel movies are very good, but they're just... They're Marvel movies, you know? People go to Marvel movies to enjoy the Marvel movie and just to have tons of fun. And that's what a lot of the Marvel movies can do. They just give you tons of fun and definitely worth your $10 movie ticket, you know?
There is one Marvel movie that is easily, I think, a very good movie for all time. And it will always be an insanely good movie. You know what? We can talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just to end this episode off... Who's your favorite of the original six Avengers?
Original six Avengers, easy, Iron Man.
Can I pick New Thor?
Does Loki count?
No.
And New Thor does not count.
So old Thor.
Do you like old Thor?
No, I hate old Thor.
Exactly. So
did you not hear the fact that I put Dark World and Thor in the bottom five?
I did notice that, as a matter of fact.
Old Thor sucks.
Holy heck,
blandest
this is
character
episode.
Ever. Imagine what tomorrow is going to be like, though there's less movies. I feel like we're going to talk about Endgame for like 20 minutes alone. Who do I go with?
Probably Iron Man.
Probably. I'd go with New Thor, but that's New Thor, not Old Thor. Yeah, probably Iron Man. He's a very good character.
Yeah. Anyway.
If you had to rank him.
What?
No, that's it. That's a topic for a different time.
Anyway.
You know who was criminally underrated? That was Hawkeye.
Okay, it's pretty underrated. But that is a topic for another time because it's getting pretty late here. So I gotta skedaddle. Thank you for listening. And see you guys on Thursday. Bye.
Thursday.
Tuesday.
We will be covering movies 10 to 1. It'll be more exciting because we're going to be talking about movies we legitimately love. Not that we don't. I love some of these movies we already talked about, definitely. Also, it's amazing how similar our movies can be.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. And also, some special announcements on Thursday, so be excited for that.
Ooh.
Tuesday.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
And I'm going to go sleep because I'm very, very, very tired.
Sounds enjoyable. Bye, guys.
That's what happens when you run 4 miles at 7:30 a.m.
Nice.
Peace out, nerds.